All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. As you can see, today I'm solo, so Mark is not feeling too well, got a cold, nasty one. So anyhow, that's why it's just us today. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Wednesday, March 15th, and there's a lot going on. Yesterday, all major indices closed higher and the Dow was snapping a five-day losing streak. But today, different picture. It seems that Credit Suisse is in trouble, dragging down the banking sector and stocks, as well as oil prices. I mean, they are now down at a low that we haven't seen since December 2021. And then we also had PPI inflation data coming out. So we got to see what the markets are doing, and I want to show you how we are trading these markets. By the way, this is your first time here. I'm Marcus Hardcutter. Usually with me is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and can't make it today. Anyhow, he'll probably be back tomorrow. So long story short, we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, first, before we talk about my positions, let's see of what's happening here in the markets. And last week, markets were rattled by the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, SIVB. And then yesterday we had a rally. So yesterday, all major indices positive. If you're looking here at the S&P 500, we were attacking the 200-day moving average again. It started to look good. Maybe we could pierce through it again. But then today, a different story. The news broke from Credit Suisse, a bank that has been in the headline for the past, I don't know how long. Look at this. I mean, it has been declining since February of 2021. Before yesterday, it was already down 82%. And then they said, well, we have a little bit of cleanup work to do in our books. And then today, one of their major money givers, what do you call it? You get the idea, right? Said, well, we are not stepping in anymore. And this were massively down, bouncing back a little bit today. But this is what was dragging the markets down. If you're looking at a 5-minute chart of the e-mini S&P futures, you see that actually after yesterday's rally, they were holding up really nicely. But then when the news broke from Europe about the Credit Suisse possible collapse, I mean, is this the next bank to fall? Or is this just a little bit that markets are overly nervous right now? Either way, this is when we had a huge drop, as you can see here, dropping down 2.2% in the E-mini S&P opening lower. You also see that right here, we had a little bit of action going on, and this is when the all-important PPI, Producer Price Index report, was released. So let me just switch over here. Take a look at the economic calendar. So yesterday we already had CPI inflation data, that's the consumer price index, which was coming in line with expectations, declining month over month. So this is what the Fed wants to see. And then today, a surprise in the producer price index. So the producer price index, first of all, month over month, it was expected that these wholesale prices are rising 0.3%. They didn't do it. They were actually declining 0.1%. So, and I looked into this and I wanted to know why that is. And this is where I found, let me just see if I find it here quickly. No, but it was due to the price of eggs. Yes, eggs going massively down. So this contributed to this. Anyhow, that is a surprise. So also the core PPI, which is excluding energy here, just coming in flat. So all of this is good news on the inflation front. However, we also see that core retail sales in line with expectations declining, as well as the Empire State Manufacturing Index. So if we see all this, we see that the economy is, it's not struggling, but it is softening here. So the question is, okay, what does the Fed do with interest rates? Because as you know, for the past few weeks and months, it has been all about interest rates. And I mean, right now we can refresh the CME Group FedWatch tool pretty much hourly, and we see that right now there's a 50-50% chance that the Fed is either not doing anything right now, slightly favored with 50.5%, versus that they're raising interest rates by a quarter point, which right now the probability is at 49.5. And wow, what a difference a month makes, because if we look here of what happened last month, I mean, this is where traders were factoring in an 80% probability just a week ago, not even a month, just a week ago, an 80% probability that the Fed will raise interest rates by 0.5 percentage point. Now, as you can see, this is completely off the table right now, because this is where everybody says, okay, the Fed actually needs to keep an eye on how interest rates and the yield could be hurting banks, because this is what happened when Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. They just got caught in the yield. Together with a bank run, then they couldn't get out of their out of their positions quickly enough, and this is how this bank collapsed. Also looking at the probabilities right now, so it seems that traders are factoring in that the Fed will raise another quarter percentage point, but as you can see, it's not quite sure. Maybe holding them the same as the same. Keep it for the May meeting, and then in June, start reducing interest rates to make sure that the financial sector here is okay. This also a massive change from what we have seen previously, and now all eyes will be on the Fed next week of what will they do, and also what will Powell say. So if you look a little bit ahead at the economic calendar, the big one there next week will be the FOMC Fed funds rate together with the statement, followed by the press conference, and that is in exactly 1 week from now. Until then, there's definitely volatility in the market. So before we look at my position, let's see of what's happening here. I'm going to switch over to a 5 minute chart of the S&P 500 right now. And you see, we opened lower, we're trading lower until just a few minutes ago, bouncing off the lows right now. So let's see what's happening there. But if you take a look at the VIX, the fear gauge here, we see that it is attacking the 30 level again. I mean, over the past few days, crazy, because we have been trading at a very dull around 20, going as low as 18. And if we just look at a weekly chart or a daily chart here, we see that it is kind of normal that every now and then it spikes to around 30, even going up to 40, and then comes all the way back. But recently we had not a lot of fear in the markets, which has changed over the past few days. And this, again, all attributed to what the heck will the Fed do with this new information? Because now the Fed needs to pivot again. At least this is what traders and investors are thinking. That's what we see right now factored into the prices. Talking about the yield, the 2-year yield just last week was trading above 5% and now well below 4%, as you can see, at 3.8. So a massive plunge, a plunge that we haven't seen since the financial crisis in 2008. So does it mean that we have a new financial crisis of 2008? No, it just means that interest rates were going a little bit too hot. And this is what we are seeing right now. This is where the Fed has to take action. And we can't wait to see what exactly they will do. Right now, it's all speculation. I envision that Powell is sitting there and just saying, what do I do? What do I do? Because again, this is where right now it's all about how well they raise interest rates. Then also news from the crude oil front. Crude oil, we haven't talked about crude oil in a while, but if we look at a daily chart, we know that with the invasion of Ukraine in March 2022, it went crazy. So this was a year ago. Actually, the invasion was earlier than that. So because we already had the very sad 1 year anniversary here, I hope that this conflict gets resolved very, very soon. But this is where crude oil went crazy, going up to 130. And today, as you can see, trading at lows or at prices that we haven't seen since December. So needless to say that today, for example, we have a KRE. That is the banking sector index. So as you can see, this is still down trading lower, as well as I believe it is XLE, which is the energy index right now, down 4%. So energy and bank stocks are down right now. Moving over to PowerX Optimizer to see what we can trade. I mean, first of all, if we look at the scanner, no surprise that the scanner is full of finance banking stocks. So AIG right now, take a look at this. There's a possibility that you can sell the 45 puts expiring in just a couple of days from now, and AIG recently trading at 61. So if you're looking for picking up solid financial companies, whether you're looking at AIG, BAC in your portfolio, Bank of America here, trading just recently around 34, now you can sell the 26 put. So Citigroup here, the same, Capital One Finance. I mean, Capital One Finance trading just last week at 108. Right now, you can sell the 85 put. So as you can see, it's pretty much pick your poison. All of these are solid companies because the way how I've set my scanner here is I can change this and say, I want to see companies that are paying dividends where the market cap is above $2 billion and the PE ratio. Look at this. I even set it of lower than 10. Look at this. And still we have 29 companies popping up on the scanner here. So lots of possibilities. And this is where, let's take a look at our positions that we have right now. And we'll start with CTRA. And golly, I mean, CTRA, I got assigned at 26. As you can see, my break even is at 24.06. Yesterday, trading as high as 25.40. Today, with oil prices tumbling to a multi-month low. Again, we haven't seen these lows since December. Oil stocks, energy stocks are hurting. In addition, CTRA today paid a dividend of 57 cents. And I will collect this dividend because I still do own CTRA shares. So I have those. Let's just hop over here to the calculator really quick. So I have 5,400 shares. Let's just bring up a calculator. So this will be pretty nice because on 5,400 shares, I'm getting paid a dividend of 57 cents. That did not work at all. Okay, 5,500 times 0.57. So this will be $3,078 that I'll receive in a couple of weeks. Anyhow, so because of the dividend, this were also, the stock typically is, the stock price is reduced by the dividend payment. So a 50 cent drop, a 57 cent drop would be normal. Right now, the drop is $1.76. And again, this is by weakness in the energy sector. All of the energy stocks are down. Talking about energy stocks, this is where I have my Oxy trade. I sold the 55 put expiring on Friday. So all looking good here so far. But if I'm getting assigned, I'm not concerned about getting assigned in Oxy. I believe it's a solid company. And again, the Warren Buffett effect is real. As you know, Warren Buffett has increased the stake. This is where many people are piling into companies like this, but I've been trading it, or we have been trading it for quite a while. Right now, if you want, you can even pick up the 54 put here. Look at that. The 54 put for 22 cents. I mean, I sold the 55 for 38 cents because I did it a few days ago, but here 49% annualized. Or if you want to go with the same strike that I have, you can get 36 cents. Oh, I think I got 38 cents. Yeah, I must say 38. What did I say? 70? That was a different stock. Anyhow, so this would give you 79% annualized if you would like to be in this trade with you. So we have another two more days until expiration. So if by Friday Oxy trades below 55, I will get assigned and I will own Oxy shares here in addition to my CTRA shares. Now you might be wondering, okay, aren't these kind of the same? Am I just too heavy in one industry? And this is why we have here our asset correlation tool. And if you look at the asset correlation tool, yes, Oxy and CTRA are correlated, but only with a correlation of 0.64. What does it mean? If they had a correlation of one, they would move exactly the same. For me personally, in my trading plan, I'm accepting a correlation of 0.65 and below. So I'm still okay here, even though it is orange flagged. Everything else, as you can see, not very correlated. So I don't have too much exposure in one sector or one industry. And the reason why CTRA and Oxy are not that highly correlated is because CTRA has more exposure to natural gas than Oxy here. So Oxy more oil and CTRA oil and gas. Anyhow, so going back here, what else is going on? Google. So doing good here, again, bringing down my my break even right now at 103.04, still $10 away from the current price, so I can't sell any calls right now, so I am in this position. I've been trying last week to sell, or I have been selling the 87 put because I'm looking for an aggressive rescue mission for this one to bring down my cost basis to low, to below 100. With the move higher yesterday, I was able to close it out. So right now, I don't have any puts there. I closed it out at 90% of the max profits. I'm still interested in selling puts at the 86 or 87 level. So absolutely here, but right now, nothing to do. So I need to wait and see what Google is doing. Google today hanging in there, just down 0.5%. And then there is PNC. We traded PNC. This is... what is it? The PNC Financial Services Group before this banking crisis. So I believe we did it last Monday or last Tuesday. And then on Thursday, the news broke. So breaking down here massively, my cost basis at 141.50, my break even at 141.18. Not too concerned about this position, but it has definitely moved dramatically lower. So from the price where I got assigned, which was 147, to the low that we made this morning, 16% down. That is really nothing that is concerning me. I had the larger drops in other stocks like CTRA. What was the one that I had for a long time? The luxury goods maker. Geez, can't remember because for me, they're just symbols that I'm looking at here. Also NVIDIA, so I'm not concerned about this. Right now, we are bouncing off the lows. And as you can see, there was a lot of volatility just in the last few days. These moves here on Monday from the low to the high that we had yesterday, an 11.6% move. So right now, with the whole Credit Suisse debacle, still moving lower, but I'm pretty sure that very soon, this week, maybe not, but maybe next week, we can sell calls against our existing position here. So this is what's going on again today. If you like trading the wheel, today is a fantastic day to really pick up a bunch of good stocks, selling puts, and then maybe even getting assigned. So pick your poison here, pretty much, of what do you like. As I said, you can trade Oxy with me, even CTRA. I mean, if you like the idea of Coterra Energy, CTRA. So right now it is available at a 22.50 strike, which is well below the lows that this made recently. So that is possible. As you can see, lots going on here. Anyhow, is this helpful at all as we are walking through this and I'm showing you some possible trades? Because if it is, do me a favor and give us a like and also subscribe to the channel. As you can see, we're close to 100,000 subscribers, so would like to see this. Okay, let's see what is happening in the markets right now. We're switching back to the S&P 500 and a 5-minute chart, and we're still coming off the lows, trading slightly higher than we opened, but still well below yesterday's closing price. So the S&P down 1.3%, the Dow getting hammered today, down 1.4%. NASDAQ bouncing back here a little bit, down 0.96%, so almost 1%. But as you can see, everything here in the red. So we will see how all of this shakes out, where we will end the day. Can we actually rally? Is this all just overblown? Or will we be negative? And I don't believe that we have any more major reports coming out here this week. Well, tomorrow, unemployment claims, it's definitely something that the Fed will keep an eye on, but the big one will be next week, the Fed meeting. And right now, all banks are on, all eyes are on the finance sector and the banking sector. And this is what's moving the markets right now, together with what will the Fed do next week. So exciting times, as you can see. Make sure to tune in again tomorrow. And if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, here are a few videos for you. Check those out. Hit like, hit subscribe, and then we'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.